Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Getting into our newsroom about the missing girl found dead in singer David's Tesla. We now know police have searched a home in the Hollywood Hills where David had been living.
Eyewitness News reporter Monica DeAnda.
Definitely not what you want to hear if you are a fan of the singer David. This is a spot where we do a little bit of Fred Lines, and we will do that. We're going to hit you guys with some sports. I just want to tease. We will be doing the investigative report on everything that has happened. That's public information to us regular folk. Singer David had a Tesla registered in his name, and there was a body found in said Tesla about a week ago, and no one wanted to link it to the actual singer because he was on tour, but there is more to the story as we've learned over the last week. I'll get into that story here in just a second. But before they do that, I want to hand the baton off to my co-host, Mr. Fred Davis, so he can give you guys some sports headlines. Even though it's been a sports heavy show, it has been a sports heavy show.
It absolutely is.
We're going to continue with the sports headlines, and we will get into the singer David and everything that's going on with him.
It absolutely has. So let's do a couple Fred lines here real quick. Clayton Kershaw announced he will be retiring at the end of the season. Hey, had a hell of a run.
Fantastic career.
Okay, he's had a hell of a run, and you got to feel good about that. Now, how you feel about that Dodgers team heading into the postseason? Well, that's another conversation for another time. But Clayton Kershaw, surefire Hall of Famer. I don't think there's any question about that. So, and I'll tell you what, South Lake Carroll, they know how to put him out, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Highland Park.
I mean, was it Highland Park that he went?
Highland Park, him and Stafford.
Okay, I knew it was one of the two. I knew it was one of those well-to-do high schools. Look, you can't go wrong. Highland Park, South Lake. You're doing all right in life, or at least your parents are. Cardi B announced that she is pregnant with Stephon Diggs' baby in an interview on CBS on Wednesday. As a result of that, this will now be her fourth child, and she will be going on tour after she has said baby. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen the latest where she was, deposed? She had the...
I saw she was in court.
She was in court, right? And I mean, it was high comedy, but this is actual. Like, she's being sued, or she's suing. She was going to a fertility, not a fertility clinic. She's going to her doctor's office. She paid to have a private doctor visit. The security guard and her got into it, and it's just absolutely insane how it's all played out from this. Tension in Los Angeles. Multiple Clippers members are pushing to move on from Kawhi Leonard. That's as per friend of the program, Mr. Grant Afsith.
It's getting tenuous.
This is a wild situation.
I kind of thought the Pablo Torre thing was going to be a little blip. Like, I thought it was big, but I didn't think it would catch as much smoke as it is. Look at the ramifications I put in there. Some of the ramifications, if this becomes true, like, there's a lot of stuff that could happen to the Clippers organization.
Well, and of course, Dallas's very own Mark Cuban
He's been talking a lot.
So, and Mark might be a double agent in this, or maybe he's just smarter than all of us. And I mean, look, make no mistake about it. Mark Cuban is a smart guy. You can question how he handled the whole sale of the Mavericks. But, hey, he's a billionaire. You don't get to be, you know, an idiot by being a billionaire. So, kudos to him. But they're saying that he laid out exactly for Pablo to find out. Like, he basically said, if Ballmer was going to circumvent the cap, he would have done A, B, and C.
Yeah.
And come to find out, Ballmer did exactly A, B, and C. Now, they're coming out and saying there's much to do about nothing. I haven't had enough time to dig into it. We'll look more to this on Saturday and dive into this. Because, again, this is a fascinating story, just from a sports perspective, right? Because you just don't see. I'm still mystified by it all. I don't see it as much about salary cap circumvention as I do, because again, he's still getting paid $50 million, mm-hmm, right? Now, I guess you could argue, well, okay, they gave him $21 million, so I mean, could you pay him $71 million a year? I guess. Kawhi Leonard, I mean, but this does tarnish to some extent his legacy in a way. If what we find out and more of the thing gets leaked out and it's true. My question for you, they're saying, okay, they can void his contract. Well, doesn't that mean, but at that point, does him being allowed to sign with any other team, because he's complicit in it as well.
Yep.
So what sense would it make from an NBA perspective to say, okay, well, we're going to punish the Clippers, but yet Kawhi, even though you were part of this, you get to play for whoever you want?
We shall see. We shall see. It's going to be an interesting situation. On Saturday, we will
Just real quick, because we'll dive into this more on Saturday. Do you think he should be allowed to play if they find the Clippers guilty of circumcap convention?
Yeah, I think he should be fine.
You think he should be fine?
Yeah.
You think he should? So even though he was willingly participating in this.
I bet you players do this all the time. Maybe not to the extent, maybe not to the care we have, because they're not as
okay,
good.
Okay, so then at that point, don't you have to make an example out of somebody?
I don't think they're going to do it out of Kawhi. I just think it's more of an ownership management, how they're manipulating the money. If the player wants to be kind of part of it, like, hey, if you can do this to give me my money.
He came to the team saying, look, I want this, this, and this.
And they don't have to oblige by it. If the player can get by, I don't fault the player. So I'm not that mad at Kawhi. Kawhi has always been trying to figure out a way to skip out on money or skip out on doing things to get more money. So this doesn't surprise
me. But I mean, I think if that's the case, then you got to put the hammer down on both the team and the player. You cannot let the player continue. So because he found a willing participant, go ahead and let him get by as well, even though he knew he was doing wrong, but we're only going to punish half the equation?
Saturday. I got you.
I love it. Saturday. I'm with that.
Okay, so the rapper, singer, David, who maybe some of you guys know, I would assume most of you guys do not. He's kind of underground.
Yeah.
He's not the biggest artist.
I'd never heard of him before a week ago.
I didn't know that much about him. Kind of has emo.
Did you know about who he was?
I had heard his name, but I didn't have any of his songs on my playlist.
Okay.
Kind of in that emo rap, if you will, kind of Frank Ocean-esque. Has done collaborations with Cali Uchez. Kind of in that genre of just rapping about sad stuff, singing about sad stuff. Kevin is playing right now the song in the background of his most popular song, Romantic Homicide.
Mm.
Now, this was a song that people loved. He's on tour as we speak this morning.
For now.
He was on tour.
Was.
It came out a week ago, as you heard at the top of the segment. A body was found in a Tesla in Hollywood Hills, California, registered to David, the singer. And now myself and everyone on the internet did not think that David was the killer, was the reason behind this. Why would you? He's on tour. He's famous. Why would he unalive somebody and put them in his own car? It doesn't sound very smart. So most people didn't really put two and two together. Then a day or two, actually, I think it's literally 24 hours goes by. They identify the girl.
Yeah.
And they, her name is Celeste. This is public information. And then the mom of the unfortunately deceased young girl comes out and says, my daughter was dating somebody named David.
Mm.
And then the plot thickens. Okay, maybe the mom's off her keister, who knows, whatever. They find, and this part's a little graphic, so if you got, any little ones,
they should be in bed.
They should be, but let's just I'll put this as PG as possible. Not all of her body parts were found.
She was dismembered. Just say it. She was dismembered.
She was dismembered in the Tesla. Don't laugh, right?
I'm not laughing. I mean, you can use the word dismembered.
I know. I'm trying to be. Trying to be PG,
look, just call it what it is. Okay.
So aggressive.
Well, we spend more time dancing around it than just saying it.
Because I'm trying to be careful.
Be careful about what?
How I say things, Fred.
She was dismembered in a trunk.
Wow. One of the parts that was there was one of her limbs of her finger that had the tattoo.
Yeah.
Shush. S-H-H on her finger tattoo.
Is it shush or shush?
Shush.
877-881-1053.
Stop trying to make jokes, Fred. And then on his finger, he has the exact same tattoo. So now people are connecting the two tattoos. They obviously know each other. Now, to what extent, Blake, you might ask? Well, unfortunately, a lot of people on the internet are FBI agents. Not unfortunately, but they...
Internet sleuths.
They start digging and they realize the singer David and Celeste had a relationship. There's pictures of them online together. There's videos of them online together. There's private stories that he's posted with her. He was on her stream or she was on his stream with him. They've made music. The whole nine. Now, I'd be saying, Blake, what's the big deal? Who cares? The big deal is, everyone listening, this young girl was 15 years old when she was found this week. She had been dead and missing for over a year. And the relationship from all the people that were close to David, all the people that were close to Celeste, said that this has been going on for years. That apparently they had been together when he was 18 and she was 12, 11 years old.
Mm.
And then we ended up finding her in the trunk. Now, where it gets even crazier is that he's a singer and you start to then, what do people do? Same thing with YNW Melly when he killed his friend. You start looking back through their music. Now, I'm going to have Kevin turn it up a little bit. And if you listen to the lyrics that my boy David is saying.
I don't know if you'd want to call him my boy at this point.
Yeah, not my boy. It's a little chilling to kind of hear what David was rapping about. He's sick of waiting for someone that won't be around. You died in the back of my mind and I won't even cry a tear.
Mm.
Now, this is his most popular song. He went on Genius, which is a rap, hip-hop medium on YouTube where people come on and explain their lyrics behind the video. YNW Melly's is famous for explaining his, because then when you end up figuring out this guy killed someone and he's just sitting there in front of the producer like, oh, it was about this, this, and this. And then it's like, oh, this is a confession. When you realize you're listening to a song that was someone confessing to murder, especially of an underage girl that he ended up dismembering, allegedly, this is none of this. This is all just kind of going on as we speak. Circumstantial, allegedly. I want to put that out there. This is going on. Here is David the rapper, who was 18 at the time when you're about to hear him. He's 20 years old now. And the girl that this happened to, Celeste, was 13, 14 at the time when she passed away. Here is him explaining on Genius what the song you guys just listened to really meant.
So what inspired the hook, In the Back of My Mind, You Died, is kind of like the storytelling aspect of the lyrics that came before it, in a way that it builds up to the big moment where she died in the back of my mind. Like, I didn't kill her physically, but in the back of my mind, she died. And I didn't even cry, not a single tear. I've seen people online take different meanings and interpretations from that one part of the song where it's like it's their past selves that's dying. And they're not even crying about it because they're evolved, they've become better people, or have killed addictions and other different stuff like that. So I think it's very powerful. And
your thoughts. A lot of people are going over, he's over-explaining. And that's what people do when they're lying.
I mean, it doesn't look good.
And now,
how long ago was that? Now, real quick.
That was November 11th, 2022, the audio you just heard from Genius.
So now, here's the only, to kind of try to tie it together. Now, the problem with that is, that was from 2022.
Correct. Okay? He was 18.
So that was almost 3 years ago, right?
November 11th.
She was declared missing a year ago.
Yeah, when she should have been like 14-ish.
Right? And so, well, that's what, have they said how old she was? Or I thought she was 15 when she went missing.
No. She was, they're saying she was four. It happened a year and a half ago, and I think when they were identifying everything, 15 years old is what this girl was.
And so my thing is that do we think she's been, because so he came out with that 2 years ago, almost mm-hmm. 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. She was missing a year ago. So there's a 2 year gap. Now, I'm not saying that that exonerates him in any way. Mm-hmm. All right. But it definitely makes you question. All right, so you
maybe this is premeditated. I mean, maybe he made all these songs. That's what I'm gonna do to her.
I mean, at the very least, it just it is bothersome. You've got these very very troublesome lyrics. She's found dead. She's in your car. We already know from a clip you showed me that car has already been identified to where they towed it from his house in the Hollywood Hills,
yep.
which they've already tied back to it being his house from his own social media where he's posted mm-hmm. things from said house.
And as we're speaking, the police did raid his house today.
Well, they did a search warrant.
His search, and they went and got his computer, looking through his cars. His tour has been canceled.
Yeah.
He's from what I know, we don't know where he's at because he's not in Seattle and he's not back of his house with the police. So maybe people know where he is.
I mean, I'm guessing he's probably lawyered up.
The other probably scariest part about all of this is the song that you guys have been listening to and pretty much all of his popular songs. He's released on a specific date, September 7th. Blake, what is so special about that date that happens to be the young girl Celeste's birthday? That he released a song on every year for the last 4 years on her birthday. This girl's been missing for a year and a half. And at his concerts, he also does a little kind of funeral tribute
yeah.
in the front of the concert before you walk in where it's a casket you can sign. There's blood all over his imagery. Nobody ever pointed two and two together. Why would you think some random underage girl that we've never heard of, he is in the back of his truck?
We don't know. I mean, we didn't know. But I mean, I got to believe that people close to him probably had questions.
So apparently, the brother knew, went to the police. The police said you didn't have evidence. Friends tried to kind of intervene. He even picked her up from school one day. And while he saw other people watching him, there's a video of him paying off people not to say anything. So I think he knew he was in the wrong for being with this girl.
Yeah.
He writes a bunch of songs about it. And then this is Blake 100% speculating. I think maybe he did something he didn't want to do with her and was about to have a child maybe. Maybe. And decided that he didn't want that in his plans anymore. And maybe he didn't do it. Maybe someone else did it. But either way, it's a super sad. So this a family lost their young girl. It's just sad to hear about.
I mean, it's clearly this guy's got problems. I mean, I don't. There's just too many dots to connect there, and it's not going to end well for him. Nor should it. All right, coming up next, are we top five in it?
It's up to you, brother.
Are we top five in it? We haven't top fived in a while. Now, we retired it last week, but let's go ahead and bring it back because you know what? That's what we do. Top five, Clayton Kershaw retired today. And he'll retire when the season's over. Top five athletes who it might be time for them to retire. Don't go anywhere. Fan After Dark coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In true degenerate fashion, degenerate Jake with the disappointed with how things turned out for Josh Allen tonight. He had him going over 213.5. Josh Allen, 213.
Tough blow.
Come on. Shout out to
small,
our boy.
Small bet passing yards.
I'll tell you what. Shout out to degenerate Jake. Rough go for him. And could you say it on radio? Maybe. But for the sake of this, we will not. It's late at night. And needless to say, he's just hoping that Haley spurns Josh Allen tonight. And I'm using that in the most PG way possible.
Can one of y'all tell me if Dalton Kincaid did have 2 receiving touchdowns?
No, he didn't. He had 1.
He had one. Okay.
He had 1.
It's good to know.
Already better off this year than he was through 2 games last year. I was really high on the Dalton Kincaid train last year, and it totally let me down. All right, yeah. He's so far in 2025, 151 yards and 2 touchdowns. 10 times better than what he was all of last season. All right, let's do a little top 5. We haven't done it in a while. In fact, we retired it. And much like, and we treat segments around here like boxing. Why? Because just because you retire one day doesn't mean you can't come back out of retirement the very next day. And that's how we do things here on Fan After Dark. So we retired the top 5 last week, but guess what? We're bringing it back today because why not? That's what we do. So in honor of Highland Park's very own, shout out to Kevin for the assist on that. Clayton decides to retire today, 18-year career, surefire Hall of Famer. Shout out to him. Top 5
guys. He does have 1 start left, though.
What's that?
1 start left tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but then he'll have the playoffs, too, right? So, but I'm saying as far as he's done after the season's over. Top 5 people, and we used both athletes and entertainers. Athletes and entertainers who need to retire. My number 5, Joe Flacco. All right.
I thought about that, but he's still kind of putting up
decent
numbers.
I'm over it. Okay. I mean, is he? He is. You're right. He's not. But go play with your kids. Okay. Go play with your kids. I'm tired of seeing Joe Flacco on my television screen. And for that, I want Joe Flacco to retire.
Let the young guys play.
Give him a hand. Come on.
You ready for my number 5?
I am ready for your number 5.
I think you wouldn't guess it in a million years.
Probably not.
This guy's 41 years old.
My God, he's old.
He's playing tight end in the National Football Association. I don't think he got picked up by a team this year.
I already
year.
Know who it is because I looked at him too.
Is it? Is play it the name the of a car brand?
Did he play for the Bears?
Is it the name of a car brand? Mercedes Lewis at number 5 at age 41. You looking for your bell?
I was looking for the bell.
There you go. I'm going to pass you a bell.
Yeah, well, okay, go ahead.
You got it.
Go ahead.
Oof. At age 41, Mercedes Lewis, it's time to hang up the cleats, man. You've been playing since 2006.
Good God.
With the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Can you still hang up the cleats?
Has Mercedes Lewis...
Is he on an active roster?
I'm not seeing any stats pulling up, so I'm...
Is he technically retired?
I'm going to have to defer on that one. I'm not 100% sure. Kevin, what do you think the most yards Mercedes Lewis has ever had in a season?
In a season?
Yep, most receiving yards he's ever had in a season. What do you think that answer is?
650 yards.
That's a great guess. It's 700 on the dot, 2010 with Jacksonville. He had 88 targets that year. Ended up with 10 touchdowns. My God, what a season.
You guys want to guess his percentage of being rostered in fantasy?
0.1.
5%.
Zero was the answer we were looking for.
0.0?
Zero.
Usually it's like a 0.1, yeah, like no. Even if one person has you.
Now, here's the crazy part. They've got his 2024 stats.
That's what I'm saying.
Where he had one target on, and he did catch it.
There you go.
For 2 yards.
Yeah.
So
August 4th, 2023. Nope, that's wrong.
Okay, who's your number five?
My number five, I had a guy, but he's still playing. He's still doing it okay. Aaron Rodgers will be on this list maybe in a year or two. We'll wait. Adam Thielen for me.
Ooh, good call.
Ooh, disparaging my boy.
Actually, the oldest receiver in the league.
How do we feel about him rocking the Cuban links?
Right?
That was a little surprising.
Thielen was iced up
last
week.
I mean, him and Hunter Renfrow are in that same category. Hunter Renfrow caught two tutties last week.
Yeah. And look, Thielen wanted out. Thielen wanted out.
I think that's a good choice, Cac.
All right, my number four. We threw in entertainers.
How old is Thielen?
35.
Okay.
Still solid.
Keenan Allen's right behind him at 33, but Allen's balling so far.
Yep.
Yeah, trust me, I know. I have Ladd McConkey.
Skip Bayless is going to be my number four
pick.
From
the top turnbuckle.
Love to hear it.
There's a reason why you're not on a show, Skip.
Wow.
Got a pod.
Man.
To worry about the Khaki Kevin Skip Bayless collab anytime soon.
No, we don't. That, man, I'll tell you what, that's a great pull by you.
It is.
That is a phenomenal pull. I'm going to have to add to a, I don't normally do honorable mention, but I will after you just said that. All right, that was your number four?
That was my number four.
Skip? Good call.
I'll disappoint because I don't have any entertainers. It's all sports players. So y'all are going to have to carry the entertainers.
I'm sure you'll think of one I've only got one, but now I've just added an honorable mention.
My number four at age 37, once was one of the best centers in the league. It was one of my favorite teams in the league. Blake Griffin. Chris Paul throwing lobs to DeAndre Jordan. I think it's time for him to hang it up. Played in 56 games last year. You know, still gave you a quality.
How many rebounds did he average?
He averaged 3 points a game, and he averaged 5 rebounds a game still.
I mean, 3 and 5, that'll get you paid, what, $6-7 million a year?
3 and 5, what were your numbers? 3 and 5.
I pulled out 3 and 5 last year.
I mean, he averaged more rebounds than he did last year, 4.4 the year before, so.
Okay.
DeAndre Jordan still needs to hang it up, though. Age 37, I mean.
Is he still on the roster?
I believe so.
Interesting. I mean, somebody's got to back up Jokic.
No, they brought in Valanciunas to back him up, remember?
So who's he with now? Our boy DeAndre Jordan. He was the Nuggets last year, right?
I'm looking to see if he's still on the roster. I'm not seeing his name. Nope, I don't see DeAndre Jordan's name.
877-881-1053. My number four. Justin Verlander.
Yep, he's going to make my list.
Justin Verlander. He started out like, what, 0-8, 0-9?
He's now, had like two good games.
He's not been good this year. That said, he gets to go home every night to Kate Upton.
What a dub.
Which makes you wonder, why hasn't he retired yet?
Mm-hmm.
If you got to go home every night to Kate Upton.
And I had to pitch for the Astros on top of it.
Well, no, he's, San Francisco. No, the Giants. Much like the Rangers, they are making a late season push to get to that final wild card spot.
It just feels like an alternate timeline with Verlander on the Giants.
Well, I mean, this is essentially him with the Giants is kind of akin to it. Just feels like Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals.
Yeah,
because at the very least, he did win. At least he won a World Series. And I want to say, I don't know if he won. He still had 3 or 4 really good seasons with the Astros.
Yeah.
Hell, pitched another 5-6 years.
Went there not too long ago.
No, hell, he was there, what, last year, the year before, or whatever it was. So Justin Verlander is my number four. Number three, Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
Really?
Okay. Have you watched the documentary on
him? I haven't. I actually need to get around to it.
Look, you guys know me. I love a good documentary.
Is it unfiltered or is it?
Oh, it's unfiltered.
Okay, I mean, well, that's all I want.
It's Charlie Sheen. I mean, that's all you get is unfiltered with him. The first hour, it's a two-part series. The first part, tremendous. All right. Like, you forget just how good of an actor he used to be. Then the second part is just literally him talking about the insane amount of drugs he did. And how that guy's still alive is, and but it just, you, it, it honestly, it's exhausting listening to him talk about how much drugs he
did. It's like a bragging kind of thing, or?
He's not, I mean, not really. He's trying to like tamper it down. Like, I mean, he is very apologetic, but it's just, it's exhausting, and it's kind of, it's almost disgusting in a way. So Charlie Sheen, I'm over Charlie Sheen after number three.
My number three, this guy is 40 years old. Somehow he is still getting paid. In the NBA, I believe...
It's not Udonis Haslam, is it?
No, it
he's
is...
He's done, I think.
It is going to be the Charlotte Hornets veteran who appeared in 37 games last year. 2.9 points per game.
Gordon Hayward.
Let's see. Rebounds, 3.2 rebounds a game. And shot... What was this field goal percentage shot? He shot 49% from the field. At age 40, Taj Gibson. Somehow still getting paid.
Taj Gibson still in the NBA?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to look up what team he's on right now. He was on the Hornets.
Hell, he probably just came back from Real Madrid.
Taj Gibson is still signed with the Hornets.
Good for him. You know what? And you know what any athlete will tell you? You're worth what they'll pay you.
Taj Gibson, what is he doing?
Somebody, what's it? Look at stats up. Did he have?
Yeah,
did he have better stats? Did he have better stats than DeAndre Jordan?
2.9 points a game.
So three,
And then rebounds was looking like 3.2.
How many games did he play last year?
37. He started in 11.
So you got a three. Okay. You got a three ball and three rebounds.
The fact that he started 11 games just tells you where the Hornets are.
Fringe starter. Fringe starter.
40-year-old Taj Gibson is starting.
That franchise needs to be folded. Okay.
He got 11 minutes a game.
You lost Michael Jordan.
I mean, and look, you guys know I'm a Michael Jordan guy. I love Michael Jordan with all my heart. He was a horrible owner.
Yeah.
All right. He was a horrible. Look, he made his $2 billion off the Charlotte Hornets. Fold that franchise and give it to Seattle. Give it to a city that cares. All right. Now, I get it. Seattle's probably a cesspool of a city, but hey, maybe the Supersonics can bring it back.
What's the most points Taj Gibson has ever averaged in a season?
8.9.
I'm going to say 11.2.
The correct answer we were looking for was in 2013 with the Bulls, he averaged 13 points.
Yeah, He was a dog back in those days.
6.5 rebounds.
I mean,
look,
the fact that guy's, I mean, what else is Taj? I mean, you figure, what did he make last year? He probably made about 5 milli. See, look at what his career earning. While you're doing that, what's your number three?
My number three, I have an honorable mention because as we've gone on, we add names.
Why not?
And while we're talking about old basketball players, they'll pay you what you're worth. Chris Paul, it's time to hang it up, bud. Chris Paul, it is time to hang it up.
See, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to disagree with this. My first disagreement. Just because Chris Paul started and played in 82 games.
Started all 82.
So only reason I would tell someone to hang it up is if they're starting to fall off. Chris Paul to me is still a serviceable starter. So as much as I do hate Chris Paul, it's hard for me to tell him to retire when he's still producing. So that would be my only gripe, but I hear you.
All right, that was my honorable mention.
Real quick, before you continue with that, would you have rather had him or D'Angelo Russell?
Probably D'Lo.
See, I don't hate the idea of having Chris Paul.
It's hard. You're getting two different things.
Totally different.
You're getting offensive, a little bit younger, output, more electricity versus solid mental game, defense, grounded.
You ain't worried about that offense getting run with Chris Paul. I don't know what I'm going to get with D'Lo. I know what I'm getting with Chris Paul at this stage of his career. Couldn't guard a trash can. Yeah.
Probably D'Lo for the Kyrie Hurt team, but in general for the Mavs with Kyrie, I'd rather have Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Like when Kyrie comes back, if we could trade, I would do that. Seriously. And get Chris Paul.
Be great.
My actual number three is Travis Kelce.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. I should have definitely put that. That should be number one for me.
Need to
my
be
bad.
After this year.
Mm.
And last year.
No comment. No comment.
Says everything you need to know.
No comment. Who's your number two?
My number two, not a player, not an entertainer, coach. I know it's only his first year, but I don't think it's going to work, Bill. I don't think it's going to work.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
What's North Carolina's record right now? What are they, 1-1?
I think they did beat JUCO College or something like that.
I'll tell you what, after getting diced up by TCU, we've heard next to nothing from them.
Nor should we.
All right, you're number two.
My number two at 35 years old, PJ Tucker. Somehow he's still bouncing around NBA teams. He was just sitting on, I want to say, the Clippers and like Rockets roster, and he didn't play.
He was in Utah, but
he didn't play. He was just on the roster and was just a DNP every night. Fun fact: I went out to Deep Ellum a couple times last year.
Yeah.
Both times I saw PJ Tucker just standing there in the section. So
by himself?
No, he's with a group. I'm just saying, like, you're an NBA player and you're just like standing in a section while you're supposed to, while your team was playing earlier today.
Well, he didn't care. I mean, look, let's call it what it is. PJ Tucker, his shoe game has been the bigger game.
That's the bigger draw.
He cares more about that than NBA at this point.
PJ Tucker, hey, decent run. My number two, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Okay. My number two is Travis Kelce. I'm done.
I forgot about him.
Okay. I mean, you want to know why we should be 2-0? Take away Travis Kelce, okay?
Take him off the field.
You sabotage Xavier Worthy. You drop the touchdown pass. It would have been the go-ahead score. I'm tired of Travis Kelce.
Terrible start to the
go year. Get married. Get out of my face. You're sullying your reputation in Kansas City. I'm done with Travis Kelce. My number one, maybe a bit controversial, okay? Maybe. But I'm sick of him. Eminem, Hang It Up.
Oh, I don't hate that. I don't hate that.
Hang It Up. Eminem hasn't had a good record in 20 years.
It's a good take.
Okay? He's had good songs, and before you come at me with...
Good features.
Oh, Relapse was good. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? You're not a ball knower. Okay? Relapse was good for y'all's generation. Okay? My generation, for the people that grew up with Eminem, that remembered the Slim Shady LP, the Marshall Mathers LP, the Eminem Show... That's the Eminem I know. That's when Eminem was still hungry, when Eminem still had that fire inside. Again, good features. By the way, best feature rapper of all time, Snoop Dogg. That's another story, not enough time. But as far as like top to bottom, like put out, and this last album he put out,
yeah,
I'm done. Eminem, call it a day. You don't even rap the same anymore. Like this the way he raps now, I can't even put my...
I think he just raps for speed.
Dude, I don't know. It's a shame, okay? It's a shame. I'm done with them. Look, go to Detroit games. Be a Lion fan. I'm cool with that, but we're done with Eminem. Retire. Hang it up.
I think y'all had a great list with the Eminems. You throw in the Travis Kelce's. My number one, you've already mentioned it, Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Age 42, time to hang it up. You asked about his career earnings, Taj Gibson.
Yeah.
Taj
Gibson. Over 100 million?
Just under 93 million.
I mean, what a
16 years, 7 teams.
Dude.
He got 35 of that from the Bulls.
Yeah, he did.
28 million from the Timberwolves.
I was going to say, dude, on a 2-year deal. Is Tom Thibodeau getting a kickback from some of that? Because he should be.
A 2-year deal, 28 million.
Wow. Just stealing money.
And then he made 17 million from the Knicks over 4 years.
God bless PJ Tucker. Or not PJ Tucker, but Taj Gibson. Taj Gibson.
Who's currently making $3 million on a 1-year deal from the Hornets.
What a deal. What a guy. What a guy. What's that? 100 grand? What's that? 100 grand to start?
Oh, Taji.
My number one, Alex Ovechkin.
Okay. With the hockey route. By the way, Trevor Beck, not hungry anymore. Not hungry anymore. Mm-hmm. We said stick around till 10. Stick around till 10. We'll let you talk a little hockey game. Where's he at?
Gone.
Nowhere to be found. Let's wrap this show up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Don't go anywhere.
Fun fact.
I was going to say something. Go ahead. What?
Fun fact. This is the first song I ever learned on the guitar.
Oh, I know. A little Everlong.
A little Everlong.
By the way, 55-35? Okay, just making sure. All right. So you're back being Blake again, which we all appreciate.
I'm locked in.
Trust me.
For all the Tolos, follow me on Instagram. You'll get a gym post tomorrow.
About time.
You guys have been waiting for the Instagram gym post.
I mean, have they been waiting? But either way, whether they've been waiting or not, they're going to get it tomorrow.
They're going to get it no matter what.
Whether they like it or not. It doesn't matter what time you go, because I can't go anyway. So I'm filling in on KNC tomorrow.
Okay.
At Taco Bueno.
Okay.
Okay. Over there, 4090 North Central Expressway.
Sure. You sound real confident.
Just Google it.
Just Google Taco Bell where Fred's at.
Taco Bueno.
Taco Bueno.
Taco Bueno. Don't go to Taco Bell. We won't be there. Taco Bueno.
Just look up
it's
local.
4090. I want to say it's 4090 North Central Expressway.
I'm on it.
I'll be there. I'm filling in for Corey Majors tomorrow. I'll be there with Hagee Hags. So get your minds right. Come on out. Let's have a taco burger competition. Who can eat the most? Because I love a good taco burger.
That's what she said. I'm sorry. It's getting late.
Because of that, I will be. Tomorrow's my off day anyway, right? So no gym for me tomorrow. I will be at the. You know what? I might go early in the morning. We'll see. We'll see how I feel. How early I get up. Anyway, then after I get out of the show at 2 o'clock, I got to go head straight to
the airport,
DFW airport,
to go see your son.
Fly into Kansas City, get a rental car, drive to the high school, watch Zave do his thing. Stay at my sister's, get up early on Saturday, catch a flight back to DF Dub.
Are both these flights already booked?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you
7940 North Central.
7940. What'd I say? 4090?
Yeah. You're thinking of Mahomes' completion percentage. It's okay.
What, 4090?
Mainly just the first part.
You know, that joke would have been funny.
That was a little bit of a stretch.
3 hours ago.
It was.
You're better than that.
That was a fun little debate we got into.
It was, I thought it was great. My dad thought it was horrible.
Well, here were the other notes that we didn't get to because we got so engrossed in our
I'll tell you what. I hope you guys enjoyed the sports talk you got tonight.
Well, you got it all sports.
It was a sports-heavy show tonight.
For the second straight day, Jaden Daniels did not practice, so it's looking more and more likely like his status will be up in the air on Sunday. Brock Purdy battling a toe and a shoulder injury practiced today, and there is a chance for a Brock Purdy to play on Sunday. We thought he might be out for more time. Kevin Walker's favorite quarterback, Justin Fields, has been ruled out of Sunday's game versus Tampa Bay due to his concussion. Tyrod Taylor will start in his spot. Packers standout tight end Tucker Kraft, who injured his left knee at practice, got a little scare, but it's all good. And one source said, I think he will be okay. So if you got Tucker Kraft on your fantasy team, you'll be fine. Jaden Reed, though, on the other end, is out indefinitely after surgery on a broken clavicle. I don't know if you saw that in that game last week where he caught the touchdown, hurts his shoulder. He's going to be out.
Who that?
Jaden Reed. Okay. He's out indefinitely he got surgery on his clavicle. Preston Smith signed with the Commanders free agent, gave them some edge help. The Buccaneers put Luke Goedeke and Cody Mauch on injured reserve. Goedeke will return the season. Mauch, their right tackle, will not, or their guard, will not. Chris Godwin, there's a real possibility for him to return in week 4. Emeka Buka with a hip and a groin did not practice today. He sits out another practice. The Commanders secure approval for the RFK Stadium project with plans to return to D.C. as their home in 2030. And I just wrote some other things in here for you guys. Joe Burrow, who's been sacked 201 times, is 27 more times than Andrew Luck, who got sacked 174 times. Andrew Luck played 15 fewer games and obviously had already retired at this point. Andrew Luck, 29. Joe Burrow, 28. Already been sacked 27 more times than Andrew Luck. Are we trending towards an Andrew Luck career for Joe Burrow?
I mean, he's already on track for one. Hell, he surpassed it. Right?
Already surpassing it's crazy. And the whole reason Luck retired is because of how many times he got sacked and injured. And Joe Burrow, he has more.
Yeah, but I felt like that last year, though, he didn't. Like the
what, did he retire like 2 games into the season or right before the season?
No, he retired right before the season started. Now,
does Joe Burrow have more injured seasons?
Luck? Absolutely.
No. Does Joe Burrow have more injured seasons than healthy seasons for his, based on his own stats?
I think, didn't we read a stat the other day that he's been injured pretty much every year?
Except for, well, he wasn't injured last year. He played all 17 games last year, didn't he? I mean, put up stupid numbers. Like, yeah, remember, because last year was the defense.
So then at least two healthy years, because the Super Bowl year, right?
He was healthy.
First year, he was done. That's when they suck, and then draft Jamar hurt. Chase.
What year is he in?
Five? Right?
Let's see.
It was the 2020 LSU Tigers.
Hold on. I still got Mercedes Lewis stats pulled up. Hold on a second.
I also wrote in the show notes, is Bake Show finally getting his respect?
He was drafted in 2020.
So. Absolutely, he's getting his respect.
Well, I'm glad. People are putting him in the top five now. I've been saying this.
Let's calm down.
Burrow was drafted in 2020.
Yep.
Burrow has had 3 healthy seasons and 3 non-healthy seasons. Okay. 2020.
Hurt. Initial season.
Played about halfway through, right? Same thing with 2023. And then 3 seasons he played well, 4,600 yards, 4,400 yards. I mean, last year he was a monster. And then he's hurt again this year. So, yeah, 3-3.
Turf toe surgery, 3 months. So he's done for the season. May come back if they're in the postseason.
Now, did we see the video, though? I mean, here's the thing about Joe Burrow, though. Right? Because think about it. The wrist injury, it wasn't like he got beat up for that.
Remember how much controversy there was with that? Remember getting off the plane? It was
because he was hurt before. He was hurt before
the game started.
But we never found out what caused the wrist injury.
That was interesting to watch. Because remember the betting lines? People were mad. Oh, absolutely. Because it went on the injury report.
Although he did play like the first half, I think,
He got hurt. He had the little cast on his hand.
Yeah, I want to say it was like a 2-point conversion he got hurt on, right?
He has the little cast getting off the team bus plane. Yeah. Everyone's like, why has he had this on? He's on the injury report. Then he gets hit on the 2-point conversion, and he's out. And everyone who bet game was like, why did we not know this guy was on the injury report?
I remember that because the Bengals were investigated for that.
Yep.
All right, we're down to the final 20 seconds. We'll be on Saturday. 1 to 5:30. Make sure you tune in for that. And of course, then on Sunday, we will be out at the Bearded Monkey for our first ever live event. We're excited about it, and so should you. For Khaki Kevin, for the only phenom that I will acknowledge, I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. That's Blake Elliott. Don't go anywhere. They teased us. Wow. We had some fun with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.